This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good Saturday morning to you with Matt Harkins behind the glass. This is Bob Pompiani. I'll be here until 1 o'clock when we present the first Pirate preseason game coming up from down in FLA. And we'll talk about the lineup that you'll be listening to a little bit later in the program. I want to remind you our fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com. .net. And our show is brought to you by the good people of Number One Cochrane. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. And remember, Number One Cochrane buys cars, and they have 19 dealerships all over the place. So you have no excuse to check out their massive inventory as well. PNC Bank, make today the day. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. And Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, great place to watch all sorts of sporting events. Fine dining if you want it, casual dining if you prefer it, outdoor fire pits, all sorts of stuff at Iron Rock Tap House. All right, number is 412-928-9370. You can hit us up here talking about some of the events of the day, of the week. Of course, the Penguins will take center stage again tomorrow as they take on the Philadelphia Flyers, a team that's ahead of them. Not many people thought that would be the case, given the fact that the Penguins had all this high-end talent. We're going to start with talking about Kyle Dubas and his press conference from this week and some of the things he had to say, and also, where they go from here. The deadline is coming up on March the 8th to make a trade. It was interesting this week that Dubas, my takeaway, is that he stressed on several times the need to get younger, which is a difficult thing to do for a team that has the oldest roster in the NHL, and many of those people have no trade clause or partial trade clauses, which make it difficult for anybody to get out of them. But he said, based on a TSN report, that Dubas was taking calls talking about most of the roster with the exception of three. He made it four. He said the big four, basically, which is Crosby, Malkin, Letang, and Erik Karlsson won't be involved in any trade talk. And quite frankly, that's not a surprise. But the problem they're going to have is, what do they give up to get and make themselves younger? I'm not sure they have enough to do that, at least not now. He is reluctant to give up number one picks. He wants to build that way. And that's fine, except that if you're looking for, acquisition of talent to help your team go down the stretch this year, you're going to have to do something. Who do you have to give up? Who's attractive on that team? What would you get in return? They don't have many options there. They need to find out guys in their system and bring them up here and play. It was encouraging the other night to see Valtteri Puustinen and Drew O'Connor have good games late in the game, especially against the Islanders, which resulted in an overtime loss, which is also stunning to me how this team could be 2-6 in overtime games. With all the talent they have, you'd think a 3-on-3 would work to their advantage. And, of course, the biggest thing is the power play. It's head-scratching. Just find out that the Penguins defensively and the metrics look very good as a team, and they've done pretty well. And Karlsson specifically has been okay 5-on-5. It's just the power play. He was acquired to improve that, which last year was at, we all thought, a dismal 21%. Well, it's way below that, even with Erik Karlsson on the roster. They got to figure out what to do there and take advantage of that. And they have to dig out from where they are. It's going to be a difficult assignment. But teams like Philadelphia, which come in here tomorrow, these are the teams you have to win. They went into this homestand, which I thought were four teams they could beat. And I thought at the very worst they'd have a come away with three wins in those four games. That's at the very worst. And here they are 1-1-1 with two losses to the first two, and then they beat Montreal the other night, which is certainly a must win, I thought. And tomorrow will be one as well. The Flyers come in here 67 points. They're third in the division, the last playoff team from the Metro, and the Penguins find themselves with 56 points. So that's 11 points behind them. If you look at the wild card, Detroit and Tampa currently have the two wild card spots. Detroit's playing really well. They're 66 points, 10 ahead of the Penguins. And Tampa Bay has really struggled, yet they're still 9 points ahead of the Penguins, and Tampa Bay has played far fewer games. So the Penguins have, I think, four games in hand with them. They're going to, you know, it sounds good. You could, you know, four games, you win them all, that's 8 points. Okay, we'll go win them all. That's hard to do for a team like this. But, you know, the bottom line is they're going to have to do something, and I'm not sure what they can do, given where they are in this situation. So we'll talk about that at 412-928-9370. Pirates will play their first preseason game. They signed Mitch Keller yesterday to a five-year, $77 million contract. So they've locked up people like Reynolds, DeBrian Hayes, and now Mitch Keller. And I think that's certainly good because he needs to be the opening day starter, and he needs to be what they think he can be at this point. The big thing that you're going to be focused in if you're watching the game today is Henry Davis. He will start at catcher, bat third in the lineup, and we'll see how long he plays. But, I mean, that's going to be the one thing that you would expect to see a lot of during this training camp, something he probably should have seen a lot of last year during the regular season but did not. Henry Davis never got a chance to really get in that lineup. It was all Indy Rodriguez, and even when he got a day off, it wasn't Henry Davis. It was Jason DeLay. They brought in Yasmani Grandal, and I believe they're going to play him a lot, but this is important for Davis. Eventually, he has to be their everyday catcher, or at least one of them on a regular basis, and more importantly, his bat has to play at this level. He has to hit. Otherwise, that number one overall pick will look like a bust. It's not there yet. I'm hopeful. You know, he's a young kid. He's certainly beefed up. He looks very powerful. He needs to drive the ball, and they need to, you know, do what they got to do to get him to be a catcher. Because the outfield right now has a whole bunch of people who probably are better outfielders than Henry Davis. Like Smith and Jigma, they just got him back off waivers from Seattle. He's going to play today. And Edward Olivares also is an outfielder they brought in. So they got a bunch of guys. Whether or not those guys can be every day, probably doubtful. Josh Palacios is a guy who's played out there. They're going to have a lot of platooning going on. That's not necessarily a good thing. But the thing about the Pirates, they do return seven regulars. And I think that's a sign of a team that has a foundation in place. They need to add to that foundation. 412-928-9370 is the number to call there if you'd like to talk about the Penguins or the Pirates and where they go from here. The big thing about the Penguins, aside from, you know, where they are and how they have to dig out, and Kyle Dubas sort of gave him a vote of confidence, but he did say, again, that they have to get younger and younger, is Jake Guentzel. That's the one piece you can trade. That's the one piece that can bring you back. The question is, what do you get back for him? A lot of people want to say, well, you can get two number one picks. You can get number one and a player. To me, that's the most logical thing, a number one and a player. Somebody who's quick to be up here, a high-end prospect, or somebody who's still on a roster. But they're going to have to figure out what to do with Guentzel. If they find that his asking through negotiations is way too high, then they're going to have to move him. But they may decide to double down and keep him and work for. Their cap will go up, not as much as the NFL cap went up yesterday. We saw it go up $30 million, but it's going to go up. They're going to, you know, get rid of some contracts at the end of this year, like Jeff Carter and others potentially, so they can create room for Jake Guentzel if they want him and include him in that big four that they mentioned. But still, how does that help you now? How will that help you now? Depending on what you're going to get in, it probably won't. You're going to have to figure out a way to make up all these points in these games, 29, 28 of them left, heading down the stretch. And listen, the goal is to get in. It always has been to get in. Once you get in, then, you know, best of seven, things can change. Hot goaltender changes a lot of things. I think the goaltending has been largely good for the Penguins this year. but they got to get better at some of these other things, specifically the power play. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Chuck in Uniontown, who joins us right now. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
Bob, thank you. Always good to talk to you.
You too. I'm glad you're doing well.
Bob, do you think the Pirates will be better this year?
Better than last year?
Yes.
Yes? Not incrementally to the point. I think it's going to be an improved season. Will that result in a playoff? Probably not.
Over 500?
Let's just say if things go well and they don't lose people like they did with O'Neill Cruz last year with the ankle, they have a chance at that, yes.
But they'll be in the mix, but won't make it.
Well, their division is down, Chuck. That's the one thing that, you know, when you look at, and maybe, you know, we'll all be proven wrong if you think like I do on this, but I don't think the St. Louis Cardinals are going to be much better than they were. They probably will. They'll probably do what St. Louis always does and figure out a way to bring guys up and thrive. I think Cincinnati's just an average team. I don't know if the Milwaukee Brewers have gotten better. They've gotten rid of some of their key people. So I think the division is, you know, in a position where they can contend for it. Sure, I do. It won't take much to do that because I don't think it's that good of a division.
Bob, but see, what bothers me is, first of all, the Keller signing is great. It's good. They're locking up people, key people long term. But what they're missing the point, they're not supplementing them, you know, with free agents they bring in. They need to bring some experienced free agents in to round the team out. And again, the starting pitching is still in bad shape.
Well, I think, thank you for the call, Chuck. I do agree with that. When you supplement, you shouldn't just supplement with $2 million a year players. Roddy Tellez, $4 million, okay. You have Cody Bellinger out there. Make a big splash and go out and get that dude and put him in your lineup and see what it does for you. But you got to pay for that. So I agree on that. As far as the starting pitching is concerned, you know, I think there is, again, it's who knows? The problem is there are more question marks than exclamation points. At this time last year, I thought Rones and Contreras are going to be a really good pitcher for them. I really thought Ortiz would be. I thought, who's the other guy? Johan Oviedo would be good, but he's out with an injury. Brubaker, there's all these question marks. Can they put it all together? Can anyone emerge from their system? Skeens is a kid, you know, but he won't be a part of this to start at least. At least that's what I think. I hope he is, but I don't think they're going to do that. They have potential and, you know, potential. We'll see. It's always potential. Then the potential turns into lack of production. Jay in Shadyside joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Hello, Jay. How are you? Jay?
There?
Yeah, you there?
There. I'm there now.
Okay,
how
good.
How you doing, Bob?
Good. How are you?
Good. One question about the Penguins. I hope it hasn't been asked, but if they do get younger, as they should, and they trade away some players you wouldn't think of, is the team captain going to be on board? Is he going to have a bad attitude? Is he?
He never has a bad attitude. You know, he may have his say in what he likes,
and
I know he likes Gensel. He wants Gensel here, but I think if you can convince him, right, that whatever trade they make, and here are the problems we're having. It's this much money, we can't afford it at this point. I think he would understand all of that. He wants to be better too. I mean, he wants to get this team. He's done his part. He's had a wonderful year. So he doesn't complain. He may go in there and air his, you know, concerns about whatever, and that's fine. He should. He's a captain. But
usually I've learned that they're okay the first time for rebuilding, but a second and third time, usually they're not thrilled about it.
Well, here's the situation they're in, Jay. They have not missed the playoffs in back-to-back years since before Crosby was drafted. So this is an unusual position for them to be in. It's one thing to get in and get knocked out, but they haven't gotten in last year, and they're right now trending toward not being in again this year. But yet, everything seems to be okay with the coaching staff. Kyle Dubas, again, big vote of confidence for Mike Sullivan and his team.
No, but it's not a coaching issue at all, although I sometimes wonder if they're still listening to the coach.
All right, Jay, thanks. I think that's always a brought up, especially when you have a bunch of guys who've been here for a very long time, and they have. And I wonder about what that means on the power play. First of all, I don't think any of their coaches are telling the Penguins to do what they do on the power play. I think they're trying to tell them something else, and they may not go through with what they're supposed to do. Because, again, I keep going back to Yager on the broadcast last week when he was in town, and he said they respect each other too much, which is to say they keep trying to defer. Pass to this guy. You got to put pucks on net and do dirty work. That's how you win on the power play. That's what teams do on the power play. Last game here at home before the Montreal game, they went 0-for-3 against the worst penalty-killing unit in the NHL, which is the Islanders. And again, mostly because I don't think they were taking advantage of what they were going to do down low. You got to get in somebody's face. You got to put rebounds in, do all that stuff. It's basic stuff, yet they haven't really done it to a large degree. 412-928-9370. We got Sam in Greensburg hanging up. Hold on, Sam. We'll get to you. We have Stefan in Robinson. We'll get to you. Want to remind you once again, our show is brought to you by number one Cochrane, PNC Bank, Ireland Contracting, Sandorovich, Sandorovich and Fishman, and Iron Rock Tap House. We're getting started here. Want to hear from you. You can also hit me up on Twitter. It's at KD Pomp. This is the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.